All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are live in Fort Myers, Florida. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day at Hammond Stadium, getting you in the mood for Twin Spring Training live here on WCCO Radio. Our first game will be on the air at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, but we're getting you ready with some great stuff today, including our first guest right off the top, the executive chair of the Minnesota Twins. Joe Pollad joins us here in Fort Myers. Joe, it's good to see you.
Jason, nice to see you as well. I don't know why I'm leaving before our first game. That doesn't really make sense.
Not smart. Not smart. Well, there's work to be done. There are kids to be parented. You've got stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I know. I got to get back.
You did come down this weekend with your family, right?
I did. Yeah, we had a great time. You know, the rain came in the first day, but the kids still managed to swim. They were the only ones going down the water slides, but they had a blast. It didn't stop them, and we had a really nice time the last few days.
Three Minnesota boys, when you get them in Florida in a water park, it does not matter.
Oh, doesn't stop them at all.
No.
I even went out with them. So,
what is your technique? What is your water slide technique? Sit and go down, or fall back and go for full speed?
My technique was try not to throw up going down and sit up. Because I have these marks all over my back. I don't know if that's because I've got some extra weight back there or other reasons.
But I have several follow-ups that story. My very first job was at a swimming pool with a water slide, and I was that guy who stood as like a seventh grader, stood on top of the slide.
That's a great first job right there.
Next.
They've got the
life pretty good.
Right there. Yeah.
It was pretty good. Joe Pollad out here talking Twins, looking forward, but also taking a moment to enjoy how great it was to taste a little playoff success last year.
Yeah.
You can feel it down when you're talking to the guys in the clubhouse. The energy. The energy feels – it felt good last year. It feels better this year.
Yeah, you know, just having the whole team back together, you know, they still have that taste of it. And, you know, it's nice just to have so much of our team back together that we still have that core of players. And the fact that our young players performed in the playoffs last year, that, you know, now they have that feeling of what it's like to play in the playoffs. I just think that people are ready to go and to get back to those experience those moments again and excel again. So,
yeah, I mean, if you can capture half of the magic that we had inside Target Field.
I think our fans will be ready for that, too.
I wonder about that. Do you think the vibe will be different inside Target Field this year? Because the energy at the playoff, and obviously playoffs are different.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a fan who's been going to Target Field since that place opened up, we haven't really had the opportunity to have that sort of moment. It was like, you know, did the fans learn, oh, this is what it can feel like?
I think so. You know, I think it'll be interesting to see what the ballpark is like, what the energy is like in April and May. You know, hopefully, if those early months of the season are anything like the winter has been from a weather standpoint, I think that will help bring the energy from a fan standpoint.
That's a good point.
Which would be great,
yeah.
Especially from an attendance standpoint. But, you know, all of that aside, I think our team is going to come out and perform. Again, going back to the last conversation, I think they're going to come out swinging and want to carry over the energy from last season and bring it forth to this season.
So. Joe Pollad is with us here in Fort Myers. You know, the business of baseball has been maybe a little more in the public's eye over the last couple of months because of discussions about television.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As a radio guy, I don't really care. Yeah. Like, I mean, hey, the games are on CCO. Well, I don't know what everyone
I'm
is.
A radio guy, too, by the way. I was in the radio business.
I know you were. I mean, so, you know.
I'm with you.
I wouldn't mind if we brought Go back. I love that radio station.
Yeah, yeah. It's sore subject for me. I know it. Turn the knife.
I know it. I liked it. Well, first of all, like, how much of your attention has that taken? How much have the Twins been in these negotiations? And how much, was Major League Baseball?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only freed up a couple hours of my day every single day. No.
For people who don't know, Bally Sports and Bally Sports North, the local provider of Twins broadcast on TV, their parent company, Diamond Sports, has financial problems from debt load. They went bankrupt. And there was question as to how this was all going to work out.
Correct. We'll be on Bally's next year. It'd be the exact same situation as we were on in 23.
Is that a disappointment to you that it's the same situation vis-a-vis streaming, which is fans are really concerned about?
I think what is a disappointment is that we weren't able to solve for the reach and provide a direct-to-consumer D2C option for our fans. Especially when we, said that was a major focus for us last year or in this offseason.
Right.
And I still think that, that is a major focus for us moving forward. It really is difficult that we were able to provide that. All of that said,
can you tell us how that fell apart? Was it Bally that didn't want the Twins to offer a direct? Was it Major League Baseball that said, "Well, we're going to have our own product. We want you guys to wait."
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get into the weeds of it. We were working closely with Major League Baseball and just collectively decided that this was the best path moving forward in the short term. So. That's where we're at this year, and we're gonna focus on 24 now, and we'll get to 25 after that.
Joe Pollad is with us. One of the side effects of the television side of this, and part of why fans also care about the television aspect, is that they pay a lot of money that goes into potentially can go into the payroll. In November, at the baseball meetings, I think it was it Derek who said that the team was going to cut payroll this year? And an exact number has never really been given. But last year's payroll was some $155, $156 million.
Sure.
Record payroll. And fans, I certainly the fans who are vocal are saying, look, we want a playoff round.
Yeah.
How do we justify cutting payroll now?
You know, I think it's understandable from those fan standpoint when you just look at it on paper why, if we just had the success that we did last year, why we would reduce our payroll. I think in today's game, you can see there are a number of different ways to win, and that's both you see that both with the Tampa Bay Rays, with the Baltimore Orioles having lower payrolls and turning out very successful products on the field, but also investing in other areas of their business. And that's just something that we are really considering. That's not, pardon me, it's not even something we're considering. That is something that we're doing. But without a question, the television situation is having an impact on our business. But, beyond that, we're also just trying to right-size our business. And that's playing into it as well.
So part of the analysis is television revenue, which you are getting revenue from this year from Bally.
Yes, they are paying us.
They're paying you.
They are paying us.
Thank you. That's good, because otherwise I want to broadcast the games. If we're doing it for free, I'd start something up.
Correct.
So they are paying you. It's less than they were paying you last year.
Correct.
And so if a Carlos Correa-level free agent came towards the Twins became available. We know there are a handful of big name free agents still being shopped around. Would there be flexibility in the payroll to pull the trigger on a big name, big deal?
You know, I don't think that we ever really turned down. No.
Yeah.
No. And the reason I say no is just because we're going to live pretty much where we're at right now. But what I will say about some flexibility is, you know, when Derek and his team think that there's the right opportunity in front of us, we don't live hard and fast by a specific number. That said,
and you can always add by subtraction also. I mean, if something came up where you thought it would improve
exactly,
the team.
That said, we're not going to go out and spend $30 million on a player right now. So the players that are out there right now that, you know, probably a bunch of fans are talking about, we're not in the market for those players. But, you know, there are definitely other players that can have a positive impact on our team that Derek, I'm sure, is looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always
I'm not involved in those, so I'm not going to say this player or that player.
Right.
Then we'd probably not be as successful.
It's not helpful for the negotiation.
Definitely not as helpful.
No, not at all. Joe Polab with us. Your questions welcome at 651-461-9226. You may hear in the background a little bit of the great grounds crew out here getting the field ready for another day of spring training, live batting practice, drills, all of that goes on down here in Fort Myers. We'll talk more. Oh, this is a great question. I'll let you think about this one that came in. Tonight, you're hosting a team party. This is not for me. Would you give Jason an official invitation to the staff and player party you are hosting tonight? He would be a lively addition to your event. Dave from Shoreview. Think about it. Think about it. Over the break, we'll be back with Joe Polab live from 4 months. I think this answer may be quicker than the are you going to spend $30 million on another player question. More from Fort Myers next here on CCO.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Live in Fort Myers, Jason is here with Dan and Joe Polad, the owner's representative for the Minnesota Twins. Dave says just one fan here, but it would be great to thank Mr. Polad for the great year last year. That's nice. Do people
like Dave?
Do people
like
thank
Dave.
You? Like,
yeah. They do sometimes. We are great fans, I'm telling you.
Is that weird? Like, what?
Yeah, you know.
Because what do you say?
I've gotten used to it, but the people that I'm with when that happens have not. And I appreciate that those people that I'm with still give me a bunch of crap for it.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That is, yeah. So when people recognize you.
My brothers or my friends. They quickly put me in place.
Right. They will never get tired of giving you grief about like people treating you like you're important.
That's true. Because they're, you know,
those are good
fans
people.
Are the only people in my life that do treat me important.
This is what Dan does when we're at the airport and people come up and say hi to me. Dan reminds me.
Yep, he reminds you where you stand.
Correct. Yep. Yes, yes.
We like
he just
Dan.
Reads some texts about me, and then there we go. Brendan says, wants to know if Joe has good memories of YMCA Camp Warren in Virginia, Minnesota.
Holy smokes.
Where Brendan was your Cub counselor back in 1993.
Wow.
He said if he had the time, he'd find the pictures of 6 or 7-year-old Lil Joey Polad.
Yep.
And Brendan says you were a solid camp song singer, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you. That's very nice. And yes, I do have fond memories of Camp Warren. Yep.
Do you still belt out a good song? I mean, are you a karaoke guy? Or
you know, I am a karaoke guy, but I'm a karaoke guy. Sarah and I will do some karaoke. She's got a wonderful voice, former singer. But we enjoy just going and listening to karaoke because it's the one place where everybody is happy. It really is.
It's true. It is true.
So
being in the audience of karaoke. Being in the audience of karaoke is underrated, I think. Like, that is a highly entertaining.
I agree. It's just a different form of entertainment.
Yes. Yes. The texter, going to break, wanted to know if I could get invited to the party that you're hosting tonight.
Yeah, we're already tapped out.
Oh,
so Dan and I will let you know how it is.
Very good. Very good. Someone wants us to move the leaf blower in the background a little closer.
Yeah.
We were trying
join the party.
We were trying to figure out what was going on out there. I believe they are like bolting in advertising signs. So that's good that people want to advertise. I mean, that's important.
I agree.
That's important. Hopefully, maybe I bought a Drive Time with DeRussia billboard that we're hanging inside the stadium this year. Who's to know? Joe Polab with us. One of the texters asking, what do you think the biggest difference will be between your legacy? Wow, this is tough.
Deep.
Right?
I'm going to have to sit down for this.
That's a tough one.
Between my legacy
and your uncle.
Yeah. Or my grandfather. Jeez,
or your grandfather.
Yeah. You know, I am somebody who really just tries to think about what I'm doing today. And, gosh, I'm going to stumble on my words even more than I usually do here. But, I'm not really thinking much about my legacy at this point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my day-to-day work and what I'm doing for my kids and my family.
It's a great question.
It is a great question.
And it's a really... If you were to ask that to anyone, it's sort of a crazy thing to think about, right?
It is.
Yeah. Well, you are in an interesting role, though, and certainly you look at the different experiences you've had in business, in broadcasting, and in the family business.
Yeah.
But this aspect of the family business, one thing that I think, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, but you look at the way that fans sort of, you know, they look at the poll ads and the line is it's like the cheap poll ads and all of this. And obviously last year we had a record payroll. So it's not I don't feel like it's a fair rip on the family. And this part of the business, the twins, it's so different from any other like business line in the lineup, because this is really a community legacy and a family legacy that you're helping to carry on.
Yeah. I appreciate all of that, and I agree. I think, just to try to answer the question, if you were to just boil it all down to one thing, it's got to be winning a World Series.
Right?
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we all work here. And I think that if at the end of the day, at the end of my day here, if we will have won another World Series, that's a pretty damn good legacy right there.
That's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything.
So
is that what you're going to say tonight?
Excuse me for swearing.
You're allowed to say damn on WCCO
I have to,
radio.
My parents instilled that. I just have to apologize.
Have to ask before
I'm going
say
to church
something.
Now. So, right. You know, all that stuff.
Is this going to be the pep talk you give before mini golf tonight? Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, whatever you said last year worked pretty well.
People are just asking me, what am I going to say tonight? And it's just really, it's like, you know, adding all this pressure. And the reason is because I just jumped up on the ping pong table that was there and said a few words. That's it. It's not what I said. And I'm just a welcome guy.
Right.
You know,
The hype man is often the most important job, you know.
You know.
So you jump up. You got to jump up on something
to
again today.
Win a World Series.
I like it. Joe, we love talking to you. We love having you on, and we're all cheering for you this year and cheering for the Twins. It's going to be another fun one.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Pohlad here live in Fort Myers, right by the guy with the metal cutter or whatever it is we're hearing out the window here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.